Objective: to evaluate the effectiveness of a 14-week multimodal rehabilitation program compared with flexion-based and extension-oriented exercise protocols on pain-related disability and lumbar range of motion in adults with chronic nonspecific low back pain. Methods and materials: in a single-center, assessor-blinded, parallel-group randomized controlled trial, 180 adults with CLBP greater than or equal to 4 months, 45-72 years, were allocated N equals 60/ group to 1 multimodal comprehensive program, specialized therapeutic exercise plus aquatic movements plus physiotherapy modalities plus massage. 9100 min session, 3 times week. 2 flexion-based protocol, 45-60 min session, 3 times week. Or 3 extension-oriented protocol, 45-60 min session, 3 times week. Outcomes were assessed at baseline, post-intervention, and 1 month follow-up. Primary outcome was disability pain impact using the Quebec Back Pain Disability Scale, QBPDS. Lumbar range of motion, LROM, was measured via field tests, trunk flexion, lateral flexion right-left, and supine hip knee flexion. Analyses used repeated measures, MANOVA, ANOVA, time times group, Tukey post hoc tests, and paired T-tests, alpha less than or equal to 0.05. Findings: QBPDS improved within all groups. Group 1, T equals 15, 705, P equals 0.001. Group 2, T equals 9, 410, P equals 0.001. Group 3, T equals 6, 930, P equals 0.001. Group 1 showed the greatest reduction, 54.70 right arrow 16.10, follow-up 21.2 versus group 2 53.12 right arrow 29.12, follow-up 40.8, and group 3 55.70 right arrow 31.70, follow-up 42.1, with between group differences favoring group 1 Tukey P less than or equal to 0.01. LROM improved significantly in group 1 across all tests. For example, trunk flexion T equals 7, 771, P equals 0.001, and in group 2 all P equals 0.001, while group 3 showed no trunk flexion change, T equals 1.302, P equals 0.216. Gender effects were non-significant, P0.05. Conclusion: a 14-week customized multimodal rehabilitation program produced greater and more sustained improvements in disability pain and lumbar mobility than either flexion-based or extension-oriented exercise alone in adults with chronic nonspecific LBP.